T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I feel disheveled.
Oh, what's the matter?
I don't know. Everything's crazy. It's fine. How about that LeBron James and that school? I'm telling you what, I got kind of goosebumpy about how happy all those kids were.
I cried.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you lying? Are you being an ass right now?
It was tears of joy.
Fantastic. He's being an ass.
I promise.
You cried.
No, I didn't cry. I didn't cry. It's a great story, though. I will tell you, if I were a crier, I would have cried.
LeBron James opened up a school for kids that were at high risk. Was it third and fourth graders?
Oh, boy. I think it's third and fourth. It's a few classes, but I guess they're going to expand it over the next few years or so.
Right. They're going to try to get it all the way to first to eighth grade, but for right now, they're just kind of, you know, working out the kinks for third and fourth graders. Those kids were so excited. Oh, my gosh, they're so happy. And it's a brand new school, and they've thought of everything in that school.
LeBron James builds a school, a whole school.
But doesn't it look like a mansion? I mean, inside it feels like, not like a school. It feels
pretty extravagant.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's called Promise School. I Promise or Promise School, whatever. You know what? The only thing that I saw with the pictures of the school, and it's in Akron, Ohio, his hometown. So he went back to help the neighborhood. But he put up a wall of shoes. Kind of baffled me a bit.
It's all the shoes that have been in the playoffs?
He's worn them in games.
Yeah.
Okay? It's game shoes that he's worn, and they're like size 15. But it's a wall, and it kind of looks like the Foot Locker.
Yeah.
If you go inside of a Foot Locker store and how they're on the wall, that's exactly what it looks like. I thought that was weird.
I think it's supposed to represent art.
Yeah.
And then it intrigues the child's eyeballs to go to the shoe.
Hmm.
And see the art of the shoe. I don't know why they asked all the shoes.
I hope some of those kids don't, you know, like take the shoes.
Well, there's only one.
There were a whole wall of them.
I know of one individual shoe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could get a left and a right. I'm sure you could. You know, they might not match, but you could still get a left and right.
Good. And that, yeah.
I think.
So, anyway, it was an amazing gesture. I feel like I remember that Andre Agassi and his hot wife, she was also a tennis player.
Yeah.
I feel like they also opened up schools in Las Vegas. Mm. A while back. They didn't get this kind of attention, but I think they did.
This is really a good move on LeBron James's part because, you know, he just left Ohio. And those people are like, yo, don't leave, LeBron, don't leave. But if you're going to leave a place, build a school, and then leave, you know, and they can't talk bad about you because you help the kids.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a good move.
I agree.
Good PR move.
You know, the only thing that kind of irritates me is what Oprah's doing.
What do you mean?
Well, we have so many kids that don't have any kind of food or education, which is shocking in the United States.
Right.
And it's those hills in where you live in Tennessee. Where are those hills?
Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah. So I saw a whole documentary about the kids of the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah.
It's awful. I mean, they literally have Mountain Dew in bottles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they all drink. And
they have Mountain Dew in bottles?
Yeah, they do, in their bottles. And they all drink this Mountain Dew, and this poor little bus comes by and fixes all their teeth.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
Well, I know.
Diane Sawyer did a whole thing about the kids of the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah.
And I just thought Oprah should maybe, I mean, look, we all made her rich in America, that maybe she should put her money here.
So, I get what you're getting at here. You're saying Oprah shouldn't be building these schools in other foreign countries and in these poverty-stricken places. She should spend the money in the Appalachian Mountains.
I really do. If she saw that documentary, she'd feel awful.
Mm-hmm. Like Dolly. She opened Dollywood.
No, she did the other thing where she gives every kid a book.
She did, didn't
she? Yeah, she did.
That Dolly part.
She's a nice girl. Anyway, all right, let's see, what else do I have to tell you? Okay, so did you hear this? This was shocking. Did you see that Cardi B pulled out of the whole Bruno Mars tour?
I did see that, yeah.
What in the hell?
Well,
he's shocked. It says Bruno Mars was just as shocked as his fans by the news that Cardi B, because she kept telling us while she was pregnant, oh, don't worry, I'm going to take the baby on the road. And everyone's like, are you sure about that? She's like, I'm taking the baby on the road. But I guess she told Bruno Mars that she's pulling out of the tour to take care of her newborn baby. And now he's like, uh-oh. Because back in February, he announced that Cardi B would be joining him on the final leg of the 24K Magic Tour.
Right.
But then she announced over Twitter that she underestimated the whole mommy thing. And
that's a great reason, though. If anything, that's one of the best reasons you could have. Besides an illness, I guess. But the mommy thing was just too hard for her to do that in tour. And I think a lot of people told her that, you know.
Except for yesterday, she showed a picture of her and Offset showing off matching Lamborghinis on Instagram.
Well, you can be a mother and have a Lamborghini. It's okay.
I don't know if a car seat fits in that Lamborghini. They had matching ones.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So I guess now Bruno Mars is teasing who's going to replace him. He's not saying yet. Who do you think it's going to be?
Oh, let me think about this. Let's see. Who's hot right now that would join him on the tour? Let's see. I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a tough one there. Who's he going to pick? I mean, you're not going to get somebody like Rihanna.
No, because she wouldn't open for him. On Twitter, he was asked who will open the 24 Magic Tour. And he replied, I got a cousin learning all the Cardi B songs right now. It's going to be great. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Maybe that Camila?
Yeah,
what's her name? Cabello?
Yeah.
Maybe she might be able to do it.
Cardi B is...
That doesn't have to be a female, though. I mean, maybe they search for a guy. Macklemore, somebody like that.
Cardi B is going to be hard to replace because she's hot right now and spooky.
She is. No, there's no doubt about that.
All right, so we'll see.
But, you know, you're Bruno Mars. You can pretty much call the shots on this.
Yes. Maybe it'd be Justin Timberlake. I'm kidding. I know he sells out everything by himself. All right. Anyway, maybe he should put a country act in front of him.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney and Bruno Mars.
Right. Or Hank Jr.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Oh. All right. What else do I have to tell you? Oh, okay. Let's talk about Les Moonves, the CEO at CBS. He is still the CEO at CBS. And we talked about this yesterday. We said Julie Chen, who is the wife of Les Moonves, and she's on the talk, she's going to have to talk about it.
Yes.
Well, we were right. She did. Here it is.
Now, some of you may be aware of what's been going on in my life for the last few days. I issued the one and only statement I will ever make on this topic on Twitter. And I will stand by that statement today, tomorrow, forever. Let's get started with Olympic.
That's all she said.
That's all she said?
That's all she said.
She didn't say anything else?
Nope, she just said that.
Huh.
I don't know. Whole lot of nothing, right?
That was a lot of nothing.
Yeah, a whole lot of nothing. Anyway, did you see Barack Obama and Michelle Obama dancing?
I did.
Were
they in a suite?
A suite?
Was that what that was?
They were at a concert.
Yeah, it looked like a suite they were in.
I don't know where they were. I just saw them dancing.
They were in a suite, I think. Yeah.
But... Aren't they
get good seats.
They're a cute couple. What?
I said they get good seats.
And I said they're a cute couple.
Oh, they are cute.
Yeah. Especially when they're dancing.
Yeah.
You would never dance with your girl,
I'm not a dancer.
I know.
Yeah.
Women don't like that.
What?
That when you're not a dancer.
I know, but I got a knee that gives out.
They don't like that either.
You go
when you're on the floor,
over,
they don't like that
you
either.
You go falling over.
It's not very attractive.
You know what? They got to help you up. And it's embarrassing.
Don't dance. You're right. Yeah. But it is fun to have a guy that dances. I'm just going to give you some helpful hints there. Oh, my God. Did I miss Real Housewives of Orange County last night? Was it on last night?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
So I'm just looking at this thing, and it says recap. And so I think it must have been on last night, and I missed it.
If it's one of your favorite shows, you don't know what night it comes on?
Well, remember, I got caught up at that Christina Cavallari show.
Right.
With Jay Cutler. So I don't know. So I didn't watch it. So it says that Tamra Judd, She was she got real, real drunk in Mexico, and she was naked, and she slipped on the floor and broke her foot.
No, she did.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
And then guess what happened with Vicky?
What?
So Vicky was taking shots of tequila.
Yeah.
And I guess it fell out of her hand and hit the floor, and she slipped on the glass, and she peed her pants.
No.
Yes. Wow. How did I miss that?
What a show. That was nothing but highlights.
Steve, wouldn't you want to see it now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially the lady with the bad knee that fell. Just like me on a dance floor.
I told you. I mean, but does it interest you now a little bit more?
No, maybe? Not really. I can't believe it's one of your favorite shows and you don't even know what night it comes on.
I don't. Because they're all on all the time.
Yeah,
it just goes in my DVR.
Yeah, that's true.
I watch it at my leisure. Dang, Daniel.
I'm sure you can catch it today, too.
I'm excited. All right, and then finally for you guys, there's a lot of weird food deals going on today. I thought I'd mention them. So, obviously, today is National Avocado Day.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chipotle is giving away free guacamole with online and mobile app orders, so that is fantastic. So, as long as you enter the coupon code AVOCADO, they'll give you avocado for no extra charge. But then there's all these other weird deals going on today.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, like Olive Garden has that buy one, take one, which is so fantastic.
Buy one, take one?
Mm-hmm. So what you do is you order select entrees, and then you get a second one free.
To take home.
To take home. Is that so great?
Well, they're not going to make any money on that.
Have you ever had their baked ziti?
No.
May I recommend it?
Okay.
It's so good.
Maybe I'll slide by there today. Buy one, eat there, and then grab one and take it home.
And they'll give you the breadsticks and the salad and everything.
Are you sure about that?
I'm reading it right here.
Wow. That's a good deal. They can't stay in business doing that.
It goes through September 23rd.
Oh, they'll be locked up by the time I get there. They'll go broke.
Dairy Queen, also for a limited time, if you download the Dairy Queen app and register for an account, and you'll get a free small blizzard.
I don't like the ones that make you work for it.
Well, that's...
You know what I mean? I'm lazy about that. I don't like you have to download an app, because what they don't tell you is you're going to have to put in information that you don't want to give and blah, 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 blah. I don't like those.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do for P.F. Chang's, too. So through Sunday, buy one regular price entree and get another one free. And they're kind of expensive. This is a good deal. And so, but it's the whole thing. You have to go to pfchangs.com/free entree and get the coupon.
Jump through hoops.
Well, it's not that bad.
Well...
PFChangs.com/free entree.
There are plenty of people out there that love to do that, love to go online, love to get all the discounts and whatever. I'm just not one of those guys. I just want to walk in. I want to get, whatever the special is without any crazy stuff going on.
You and I have talked about this. We can't cut coupons.
I can't.
And it's not even cutting them now. I guess it's now all online you do something.
I know. But at the same time, when I go to the grocery store and I get behind the coupon lady, I don't get angry. I just think, what a brilliant, what a smart person that person is.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting there, man, and they're beep, beep.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
They're scanning these beep, beep. And before you know it, she slashed $80 off her bill. And here I am, sucker boy. Old sucker guy, just paying full price on everything.
I agree.
And I think to myself, you know what? That is brilliant. That's smart, but I just can't make myself do it. I don't know why.
Well, because it feels like work, I guess. I even get caught up. So when I do Amazon boxes, the Amazon, I don't know what it's called, but it's where you do the boxes. They'll say, like, you have a coupon available for this. So then I'll go over and I'll click on the coupon. Well, then I get lost over here because now I'm in a whole new area. And they're like, you could save $9 on this if you do this, but you have to buy these products. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm so confused. I have to buy 9 more products to save money.
And you just give up.
I give up.
And at that point, you give up.
I
did the same thing, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
I get overwhelmed.
It's just so complicated to me. And I don't understand why. Because it's not that hard.
Well, it is. On Amazon, you get lost. It's like, buy these 4 other products, and then you get this. And then I told you this. I still don't get how this works. Will you explain this to me?
All right.
So, let's say Mount Fuji or whatever, the Fuji water, not Mount
Fuji water.
Mount Fuji is a restaurant. So Fiji water.
Okay, the Fiji water.
It says buy 5 and it'll be $1 a piece.
Okay.
But regular price is $1.50.
Okay, for 5.
But somebody told me you don't really have to buy the 5.
Huh?
Somebody told me.
What do you mean you don't have to buy the 5?
Somebody said you don't really have to buy the 5. It's still only going to be $1.
I don't know. I can't answer that one for you.
Either.
I'm not PG'd in a while.
Well, let's just say anything. Like, you know, buy these two Andre.
No.
Somebody said you don't have to. It's still...
No, I don't think so. Because I see that all the time at the grocery store.
Yeah.
When I'll go in and they'll say, you know, you buy, let's say, 10. And you get it for this price.
Right. 10 cans of peas.
All right. For this price. But when you buy it individually, you pay the regular price.
Right. Like if you buy 10 cans of peas, it goes down to 50 cents.
Yeah.
But if you only buy one can of peas, it's a dollar.
Yeah.
But somebody told me that's not true. You don't have to buy all 10.
I think it depends on the item. I think it really depends.
You have to buy all 10.
No.
That's Ashon. That's Ashon.
I didn't think so. I didn't think you needed to buy all 10. You got the price if it was 99 cents if you buy 10 or $2.
But there's two ways. There's two ways, okay? There's two things here. And
okay.
Now, trust me, I go to the supermarket every day.
Yeah, you do.
There are certain things that, let's say 10 for $10, like peas, okay? Like Jamie's saying. If you buy those individually, you still pay just a dollar a can. That is true, okay? But then there are certain things that are inside the store where, let's say you have to buy five. To get a real special deal, you got to buy the five. You got to buy the five, and it's clearly marked. So there's two different ways to do it.
I don't know. Somebody told me it's all a lie. You don't really have to buy all those.
No.
Yeah,
they do.
No, that's not all the way true.
I don't know.
No,
right.
It's not all the way true.
It's not all the way true.
No, there's.
But how do I know which one's all the way true and which one's not all the way?
I'm with you.
How do I know which one? How do I know? Please tell me. How do I know then? How do I know if I need to buy the 10 peas or not buy the 10 peas?
I wish I knew how to explain it better.
How do I know?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, there you go. Tell it, Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.